I grew up in Marshalltown. And back in the 50s, when I was growing up, my brother and I, he was 2 years older, every Saturday, we would gather up our books from the week before, and we would go to the corner right across from our house, and we'd stand there and wait for the bus. And when we got about the 2 miles to town on the bus, we'd get off at the corner where Kresge's Dime Store was, and we'd go a block to the old Marshalltown Library. And we would spend the next hour there getting books for our reading for the next week. That was just a ritual every single Saturday that I can remember.
I grew up in Clarinda, Iowa. I was an only child, so I couldn't go to the library with my brother, Judy, but my mother would take me to the library, and I remember the smells, and I remember, you know, everything about it, and we'd check out books weekly. And so I did become a reader, and the funny thing was when I was in high school, I remember reading, it was a book about, I wish I could think of the title, but I was upstairs and I didn't want her to know I was reading it because it was a little risque, and it was about Valley of the Dolls. That was the book. And I was upstairs and she came up and hollered at me that I needed to get a hobby. I spent too much time with books. I needed a hobby. And to this day, I still believe that reading is a hobby.
As far as my childhood, I remember we had gone for the weekend to visit my relatives up in Northwest Iowa. And Janie was my older cousin. She was about 3 years older than I was. And I remember my mother walking by an end table and picking up a book and saying, "Oh, Forever Amber? Who's reading this?" Just kind of in a kidding way. And Janie said, "It's mine, it's mine." And my mother said, "Oh," and she took her fingers like this and said, "Shame, shame, shame, shame." Do you know what was the first thing I did when I got to the library?
Checked out Forever Amber. I love it.
And I smuggled it home. I don't know. I suppose I was a teenager, maybe an early teen. I smuggled it home, and I got it upstairs to my bedroom, and I kept it under the bed.
I used to love to read in the bathtub, and I would tell my students that I love to read in the bathtub, and they think that was real, real funny. And one day, the librarian at my school met me in the hallway, and she was holding a book that had obviously been damaged. And she said, "This is all your fault." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Well, one day you were talking to the kindergartner in the hallway and told her that you read in the tub." And so she tried it, and this is what happened. So after that, I'd always tell the kids, "I read in the tub, but don't try this at home."
Thank you, Liz. It's been fun to visit with you.
Judy, and let's go read.
Okay, let's do.
All right. Okay.